It is time now to check in with Penny Rich, who is the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the website, and they had a meeting last night. Commissioner Rich, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Yeah, well, it's been a weird
it's
day.
It's been a weird day, yeah.
It's already been a week, and it's only Wednesday. I say that every week, but this was a challenging day, yeah.
And we started with kind of the peppy music, but we've got to get serious right away because you were in Durham at City Hall when the explosion happened.
We had our monthly MPO meeting, Metropolitan Planning Organization, and you know there's representatives from everywhere. You know, Durham County, Orange County, Chapel Hill, Durham City, Hillsborough, Carrboro. And we heard the boom. We heard the explosion, and the window behind us shook a little bit, and we all kind of looked at each other and didn't quite know what was happening. Damon Siles is the chair of that board, so he tried to continue talking and bringing everyone back. But we were all so curious. Of course, everyone grabs their phone to see what was going on. It took us a few minutes to realize what happened. But and then, of course, everybody started moving around. Durham City folks got up and tried to check in with the mayor. The county folks were just stuck around. So it was a little bit touch and go there for a while. But luckily, the building shook. It's pretty amazing because we were a couple of blocks, a good couple of blocks away.
Yeah.
The building shook. And it was a little scary, and your mind goes like, what was that?
Well, it was the first thing we were talking with Blake Hodge at 3:00. And he said, the first thing you hear is there's an explosion. And everyone's mind goes to the same place, right? And it takes a while to figure out what it is that happened. And then that's a serious situation.
So, as soon as we all figured it out, we thought, let's just finish up the meeting. We had some more business to take care of. And we did. And then getting out of Durham wasn't the easiest after that. But, I think that the first responders did their best to get everybody moving along. So I wanted to get back to Hillsborough. I had a 12 o'clock meeting. We actually sent some folks over there. Sheriff's office went over. EMS went over.
Sheriff Blackwood was there, I think.
He texted me. And I actually texted him right as it happened. And he's like, we're here, just let me know if you need anything, which he always does. He takes care of everybody, as you know. He's like the big father of everybody. So. Scary stuff.
I really got a hand out to the first responders today because, the explosion happened at 10:07. The first responders arrived at 9:30 because the first call was a gas leak. We've got to get the building evacuated. We've got to get the other buildings evacuated. And by the time the explosion happened, still one person killed, 17 injured, but they got a lot of people out of harm's way. They saved a lot of lives today.
A lot of lives. And I'll tell you when... Our planning director was at the MPO meeting, and he left right after the explosion. He just wanted to get out. He didn't know what was going on. And when he said he went outside, he actually had to cover up his face because the smell of gas was so bad. Again, we were a couple of blocks away. So whoever hit that line, as they were smelling it, now whoever hit that line, boy, that just must have been. Oh, God, awful scary. Thanks to the first responders. And we were sending lots of love to Durham tonight because, we're partners with them. We were talking about our partnership about light rail when this all happened and how we want to continue to work together and make sure that we create regional transit. And, so we were feeling it. So we're sending them love.
And it's in those moments that this is why the partnership exists. Because one city is in trouble, all of the others come together and help out.
Right. Yep. No questions asked. Right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking with Penny Rich again, OrangeCountyNC.gov for more on Orange County government. County commissioners met last night, and among other items on the agenda, the capital improvement plan.
Yeah, we dove in. Yeah. We always do this every year. It seems to get smoother and smoother every year. I think Bonnie and Travis, the manager and deputy manager, have it down. Mm-hmm. And it's new to two of our commissioners who haven't gone through this process before. The rest of us have. So it kind of feels like old hat. Of course, there's always new things that are coming up on the CIP, things that are, emergencies. You and I talked about a lot of our buildings that need repair. Climate change and the two hurricanes, back-to-back hurricanes, really hurt us a lot. Mm-hmm. So we had to pay attention to buildings that have mold in them and just really need some work. So that was the main thing. It's interesting. The most questions came about. We have a lake up in Hillsborough that we take care of, and the dam is going to break, and we need to replace that. So I know a lot of folks down here don't know about that, but we have a lake that we take care of up there, and so that was one of those discussions, like, can we put that off? And like,
probably not.
We probably don't want to do that. And then, you know, Earl McKee remembers some history on, you know, what was going on in the 60s and 70s with the lake. So it's always interesting to get that input. But yeah, we stumbled a little bit on that one. Everything else is pretty much expected. You know, the parks and the schools get a huge portion of the CIP, right? What we do for schools. I think it's a little bit more than half. You know, when we talk mm-hmm. about the budget, the schools are getting even more of that. So things that we may or may not have to put off are maybe just extensions on Southern Human Services Center, so we could take that money and apply that to the northern campus where the jail is going to be. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about the library, the Southern Branch Library in Carrboro, and we're just in a little bit of a holding pattern until Carrboro figures out what they're going to do about parking. Right, mm-hmm. And I know you talked to Mayor Lavelle about this. This is the businesses in downtown Carrboro are concerned about it, and what happens while we're building that building.
Right, right.
Where do people park?
I remember someone said, and I'm sure this has changed now because CVS sold that lot at the corner of Weaver and Greensboro. But what if we turn that empty space into like temporary parking? But I think that's off the table.
I think that is, yeah. And that wouldn't have been a bad idea. I mean, yeah. you wouldn't get a whole lot out, right?
Maybe
a little bit more than half of what we would have to take away temporarily. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's conversations going on, so it's going to happen. I know people have been waiting for that library for years and years and years. It will happen. It's just, you know, the parking has to come first. It's just the way it is.
I see all of this relating to kind of budget discussions as well. On that brings up the schools, Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools, talking about their budget recently.
Yeah, they had a meeting, and I guess they passed or just talked about their budget. I think Blake Hodge said
they approved the budget.
Yeah, but they have...
Don't quote me on that, even though I'm saying it into a live microphone.
Yeah, they're looking for a whole lot more money to, you know, for their contingencies, and we haven't heard Orange County's yet. Mm-hmm. That meeting is on the 23rd. We're going to have a joint meeting with the school boards, and that's up in the Witted Building. And so we'll learn from them. I'm sure our manager has had these numbers already, and she's working with them. And then we'll come up with our budget on May 2nd, and we'll see how close we can get to what the schools need. I mean, we always try to fund schools. I know it's this challenge every year because the system that's set up in North Carolina is just really a crazy system where the school boards have to come to the county commissioners to ask for money, which is just strange. They should have their own taxing authority, and then they would be really, really mindful of the stress that you have to balance a budget like we do. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that on the 23rd, and we were going to have a work session on the 25th. That meeting is now canceled. I don't know if you've heard about that, but we're really going to just try to dive in and focus on budget now. So things that we needed to talk about in work sessions, we can either move off until the fall. We don't really have anything pending right now. A couple of items we moved up a little bit further, so we'll get to talk about them either next week or the week after.
So far, in terms of the budget process, hearing from the schools and other agencies that need funds, have there been any surprises? Has anything everything gone as expected so far? I know it's still kind of early.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a little bit new. I don't think we're hearing anything that's a surprise. Because one thing that I like the way that our manager does it is that she starts talking to us about things like straight on in January.
Yep.
Right. We know that the cost of the jail is going to be more. We know that the cost of a library is going to be more. So she starts having conversations with us early before she starts moving money around. So where we know when the budget comes in, you know, where she got the money from. So there's nothing that's really a surprise. I think there has been some requests for money from the schools for some more racial equity training. And we're starting to talk about that a little bit to see if that could be not an ongoing operational cost, but maybe like a one-time stipend for that. Because we know that's really important now, especially what's going on in the climate, not only in Chapel Hill, but in the state and all over right now. Mm-hmm. We're feeling like that it's important to make sure that we have that training in place.
Speaking with Penny Rich again, orangecountync.gov, and you mentioned Damon Siles at the MPO meeting.
Yeah.
Carrboro Alderman last night, right?
Yeah,
the Carrboro Alderman
yeah.
met and unanimously passed a resolution denouncing racism on campus. Now, just since that happened,
right.
There's been another incident involving anti-Semitic posters at Davis Library. I know they passed that along to other agencies, including county commissioners.
Right.
Are you going to be taking that up?
So we are. We're going to be. We've taken. Damon wrote a great resolution, and so you know, a lot of times we share resolutions as we're writing them. So we're going to take that up on the 16th. I'm feeling now though we might have to amend it a little bit to add what happened on campus. We really need to call out every incident that happens. As we were talking about before we went on the air, we just can't get numb to this. We have to make sure that everybody knows about it, and then we have to say, no, we don't approve of this. And, you know, I think the acting chancellor is up against some challenging times. And, you know, I just was listening to you on the way over, well, maybe not you, but a report about, white supremacy and mm-hmm. the attacks, because it's the anniversary of where we had those young students murdered. Yep. And
Mohammed Abu-Salah was in D.C.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday. Yeah.
I don't know how he kept his composure. He just spoke beautifully, unbelievably
yeah.
beautifully.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that people know that we are aware. And you know, we're talking a resolution is a resolution. We don't know where we take the resolutions from there, but at least people understand that we are supportive of trying to combat any kind of racism, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism. I mean, it's got to be called out. Mm. So we'll do it.
Other things on the county's agenda?
Wow. So, you know, besides budget, it's all budget every day, every week. I'm looking at this. Look, it's a budget.
Yep.
You know, this time of the year, it's interesting. We really do try to lighten up the load of business this time of the year. So very, very few things that happen that are immediate. I came out of a SAFO meeting today, and that's the school facility adequate planning, blah, 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 whatever.
Facilities, SAFPO, right?
SAFPO,
facilities
yeah.
planning ordinance.
There you go.
Yes, that's it.
And so it's time to update that, right?
Yep,
we update
yep.
that every 10 or so years, and we're looking at the growth and what is happening with Chapel Hill now. You know, we didn't think that families were going to move into these apartments, but guess what? They are. Mm. So that means that more kids are going to be in school. So you know, that kind of feeling that unknown how many kids are going to be generated from these apartments. We don't know. So we're trying to look at that and trying to abide by the, you know, the class size laws and rules that the General Assembly is imposing that have to take place. It means we don't have enough classrooms because the class sizes are right. And, you know, elementary school costs about $35 million to build now. Mm-hmm. So with the bonds that we're taking out, we were hoping to have another school bond so we can fix up the older schools. And now we're looking at, wait, we're going to have to build another school. So, you know, we hit our debt capacity and we're like, we can't borrow any more money, people. So, you know, you got to think about, like, if you have to build another school, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to raise taxes. So we're, you know, those conversations are the hard ones. Like, how do we balance all that? And that's what we'll be doing until the end of June, really. And then we can all go out for a drink and, you know. Oh, I don't know. You know,
that process for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the biggest challenge, of course, is the schools because mm-hmm. we do want to support the schools every way we can. But, you know, we have to support all the other services that we have as well. And,
And it's difficult because the cost up front now for all of these things that we want, if you try to do all of them together, it's unwieldy. It's too expensive. But if you put anything off, it becomes more expensive.
It becomes more expensive. And that's what, you know, that's the situation we're in now, Aaron.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be realistic. We had to put Band-Aids on schools.
I was going to say we're already in more
yeah.
expensive. You're
I mean,
right
we,
about
we
that.
We did.
Yeah.
And even our buildings, we were putting Band-Aids on it thinking, okay, let's see if we can another year, just another year. Maybe that roof can last another year. And guess what? You know, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to do our best, but it didn't. But some of these schools are really old. I mean, mm-hmm. they're older than me. Well, that's me. but I mean, if you think about it, and some of the schools, though, there was one school up in Hillsborough that was converted into an elementary school. It was never built to be an elementary
right.
school. So, you know, it doesn't fit into the school standards. And, you know, you have these little kids in a school that was not built for them. So, yeah, it's a challenge, but we'll get there.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government, including budget discussions. Plenty more opportunities to weigh in there as well. Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome, Aaron. Thank you.